welcome to In the Sports Booth with your weekly wrap up. We have two new guys over here, the two future voices of the show, Mr. Jay Harrison and Mr. Eldrick Bone. How you doing, fellas?
Pretty good. Pretty awesome. Good. Happy to be here.
Great to be here.
It's a pleasure having you here. Victor is out for the moment, but let's get it started, guys. What's been going on this weekend with you boys? A lot of sports going on, a lot of stuff going on, MMA, boxing, NFL. Woo, we have a full house.
It's been an eventful week, to say. I mean, this is one of those weekends of sports where just things happen, especially today. The NFL, crazy. Games into overtime.
Oh, there it is. I believe we had like four games into overtime this week. We had some surprises. We had some teams that continue to simply disappoint.
Sunday just seems like it's the truth.
Let's talk about some of the big games today. One of the biggest surprises for me that stood out was the 49ers losing, because last week they looked sharp. They looked great, undefeated. Everybody was talking about who's going to take this team out. Who's going to be the team who's going to put this the 49ers on their back?
We were talking about it with some friends about if there was a ranking system in the NFL, who would be number one right now? And after last weekend, you're like, absolutely, the Niners. You take it.
I agree with you. That's correct. That's a 100. Jay, what about you? What did you think this week?
This week, I was more impressed with what Minnesota did rather than the 49ers.
Like, I'm going to have to, you know, give. I'm going to add to that. That's a great point right there. Just that the fact that the 49ers last week rolled over the opponent. You know, you saw Alex Smith. The whole week we talk about this guy doesn't make mistakes. They're running the ball great. And today it was the opposite. We saw fumbles. We saw interceptions. And you're thinking, whoa, well, they're actually human. They could lose.
The Vikings were playing the defense that the 49ers
great,
were known
yes.
for. It was shut down.
The Vikings did what the 49ers did last week.
This is red zone defense. Let me shut you down. You could run the field. You can get some catches. That's great. Get to the last 15, 10 yards, you're not going to be able to close. Yeah. Not going to be able to close. Forcing field goals left and right.
So do we still have the 49ers as the favorite team? Hey, was this just a stumble that just tripped over a rock this week? Is that what it was?
I mean, the great thing about the NFL is just strategy kicks in so easily. And I think the Vikings just had the best game plan.
They had a great game plan today, Jay. And
they definitely executed their game plan way better to like, I mean,
one of the and one of the things is that I'm not gonna expect the San Francisco to play this way every week. No, I think this is a one-time thing. Next week they're gonna come back, and you know that they're a legit team. They're the real deal. But we were talking about this before the show. One of the teams that has disappointed me 100%. 0-3, New Orleans overtime loss. Wow. Incredible. What's going on with that team?
This is probably the one year New Orleans is cursed. Like, it's their year to be cursed. You had last year where you got shut down with the bounty.
Suspensions.
Sean Payton is out. The mastermind on the defense, the mastermind on the offense, especially the offense. You have Drew Brees just throwing ridiculous yardage, but you can't shut the
opponent down. Offensively, they're doing great. Defensively, they're allowing as many points as they're scoring, so you start wondering, wait. You got to actually score more points than you allow. Right. But if you're allowing points every time the opponent has the football, you're in trouble.
Right. We don't know who these guys are on defense. Without Billman there, it's like these guys seem completely lost.
Is Sean Payton the reason they're this bad, or is it simply the fact that suspensions and off-the-field issues have really taken a toll on this team?
It's got to be a combination of both. You got Sean Payton, who's able to control egos, his team, plus great game
plans.
That
might be one of the main reasons, egos, yes.
And then you got Vilma, who's the leader on defense. Absolutely calling shots. He can read a play and let his boys know where you need to go. And he can't. He's not there. He's not that guy.
Talking about egos, Cam Newton, you're Giants. Jay's a Giants fan. Eldrick's a Pat
Big Blue.
Patriots.
Man, that's beef.
And I'm a Cowboy fan.
You're lucky we're not sitting next to each other right now.
Yeah, you're lucky. We're Super Bowl champs.
Hey, the Pats.
Oh,
we went there.
Man.
All right. Yeah, I like this energy. People, you're listening to the future voices of In the Sports Booth right here. It's starting off great. I'm liking this already.
Man.
This is great chemistry going on right here.
Going on. Yeah, we're good.
Hey, Patriots, Ravens playing on right now.
Yeah, man, the score is the first quarter, I should say. 2:58 left. The Pats are up 10-0.
Wow.
That tastes good.
It seems like we're talking about perfect strategy. It seems the Patriots have the perfect strategy for the Ravens every time.
Yeah, and this is one of those seasons where, one of those situations that neither of these two teams have had a losing record for the last, I don't know, I think since 2007, 2008 for the Ravens and 2003 for the Pats. And now, win or lose, somebody's going to have that, you know, break that streak.
Yeah. But it's early in the season. You know, the season is young right now.
As far
we could expect these things to happen. But some teams are simply disappointing. And Carolina, what do you expect from Carolina when you hear the name? You have Cam Newton right there, great quarterback. Maybe in a few years he might go somewhere else because I don't see many things happen. But the attitude, he's a young kid.
Yes.
And the fact that you're getting schooled by the Giants. Great. The Giants are simply good this season. They're good. They've been good all the past season, always underrated, always under the radar. But that attitude of simply putting a towel over your head, being angry, not caring about the rest of the team. You know, Smith came over and told them, hey, man, you got to man up. This is where you're going to learn.
That's true. Absolutely. And you think about it. When was he Rookie of the Year? Last year. This kid is young. He is young. He doesn't know how to lose yet, you know?
He's sophomore mentality? Is he going through the sophomore syndrome right now?
I think he's leveling out is what is happening. He's leveling out, and his ego can't really take it. He had an outstanding college career. Outstanding
Eagles.
First year in the NFL, and now you're leveling out. You're like, man, this is frustrating.
If you have to choose between RG3, Cam Newton, who would you choose?
Oh, RG3 right now. Right now, RG3.
Oh, they lost today, too.
I'm choosing Cam.
You're choosing Cam?
All day Cam, yeah.
Really? Why Cam?
Speed, size, strength?
Size and strength.
You know,
we all talk about this. When you're at home talking with your friends, when you're talking to colleagues, it's always the fact that RG3 has that physique reminds you of Michael Vick. A little bit smarter, to throw the ball better, but injury prone. Michael Vick's been having that syndrome. It's always a few games every season for the past since he's been in the league. He's missed games because he gets hit.
He plays like a running back. Running backs have the shortest career in the NFL. 3 years.
Great point. I'm not going to argue that, but Cam Newton, RG3, I'm going to take Tony Romo. He's going to make it happen this season.
Curveball. Oh, man. Look,
he's cursed. You know what? No, I'm going to... Oh, the Cowboys won. 2-1. What do you make of that? It was a tough win, I'll tell you that much. Tough win for the Cowboys.
Hey, you guys are going to be full of tough wins. If you guys are going to win, it's going to be pretty tough.
It's going to be tough every single time.
Every single time, but...
You know what's going to come down to, again? Tony Romo.
And it is. It always...
You make the play, Tony? Yeah, Tony, make the play, please.
Make the break. Hey, he had a great throw. Awesome. He dropped the ball on the field
goal. He went for 300.
Ah.
One more play, and we're in the next round. Here it comes. Oh, snap. There we go again. Yeah,
run
Tony.
The ball. Just run it that time.
We're just talking about that. Is this it for Tony if he doesn't make it? I mean, he's going to have a winning season. I believe so. I think the Cowboys are going to be up there. Not going to tell you they're number one. No, but they're going to be fighting for that playoff spot. But it's going to come down to Tony, like always.
It's a franchise, though. What franchise are we talking about? I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. You don't want a winning season. That's cool, I guess. You want playoffs. You want to be able to go
to the expectations as a Cowboy fan to want to go deep into the playoffs, I feel. Not just make the playoffs.
That's true, and I can't argue that. Now, who's the team who's surprised you the most? When the season started, I knew the 49ers were going to be good because that last season was great for them. It came down to one game, two fumbles. So who is surprising you this season? Whose record do you look three games in and you're like, wow, hey, I didn't expect this? Arizona, maybe?
I mean... If you're going to talk hype, I think, and
hype.
This is shocking. It would be shocking and not in the positive manner. Like, hey, this team's doing good. Three games and doing well. I'm doing three games and you're doing all right or barely good is the Colts. You got
the Colts.
So much hype.
So Andrew Luck. Yes, we were. Most of the analysts and experts were saying this kid, he's going to have a bright future, but not this season. He's probably going to win five games. He has two wins already.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. He's young, but you had so much hype going in. Who are you replacing, too? Peyton
Manning.
One
of the best ever.
The man himself.
Yeah, man. You're going into the guy who led that franchise way.
Those are big shoes to fill. I'm not going to... We can't even argue that.
And then you had last season, too. You had the worst record in the NFL. You got to do better. You want the best guy available. And without that... I mean, you got so much hype going in. He's not producing the numbers that you'd want. You want him steamrolling teams.
Who do you think has more hype, though, Andrew Luck or RG3?
Oh, Andrew Luck, absolutely.
RG3 has all the endorsements. He has all the commercials.
Now that the season started, RG3 is like, okay, we're going to look at him some more.
Right.
But before all that, when this was going up, RG3, Andrew Luck, and the numbers, Heisman, Andrew Luck, you're like, that's the guy who's going to take this team far along and steamroll teams. He's going to break all the rookie
overall
records.
You're thinking Andrew Luck is going to be the better quarterback, and it's still that way, even though right now you're expecting better results for RG3, and it seems it's the opposite because he lost today. This is what? They're 1-2?
They're 2-1, actually, I think.
Washington? They lost? They're 1-2.
They're 1-2.
Oof. All right.
And Andrew Luck is 2-1, three games in. So you start thinking, okay, wait. We were expecting Andrew Luck after the Colts had that terrible season last year. Now you're thinking, wait, this guy could impact the team immediately. So, whoa.
I think the way he plays, the RG3 plays, he has to do more for his team because he can also rush the ball. I think that puts way more weight on his shoulders, though. So, I mean, Andrew Luck, I mean, he's a great quarterback. Going to be a really great quarterback at least.
Valid point.
Both will, but.
All right, last week we spent too much time on the NFL and people got mad and started saying, hey, wait, you know, you didn't talk about this. So, you know, we only have 1 hour. It is my last show here, fellas. I'm making this transition as smooth as possible. I know you guys are going to do great ahead. Two young guys, talented.
We'll take it. I mean, give me that torch, man. I'll take it up the steps.
Hey, you're going to be sitting in this seat next week, so be ready for that.
I mean,
it's a full-time job for an hour.
You have the important-looking seat, man.
It is, because I have my own computer. I get to press buttons. Music comes out.
I know. See, whenever says something, I want the wah, wah, wah sound. I'm just ready for it.
It's somewhere here. Let me look for it and see.
I got to be on my toes now, man. I'm scared this is going to...
There you go. See, I'm telling you, hey, man, I'm stacked, bro.
See, he's got...
Let's make it happen.
Chaz, though, when I said the Redskins were 2-1, you should just
say it again. Wait. Let's try that again. Say the Redskins are 2-1.
Yeah, the Redskins were 2-1, aren't they?
Sorry about that.
Terrible. Guys, Major League Baseball, let's switch it up a little bit. The end of the season is near. A lot of people are like, thank you, Jesus. But this is where it gets good, though.
There's so much drama going up, so many games to watch about who's going to win, who's going to lose.
Well,
right now, we
have some people, we have teams already in, and that's in the National League. The Giants, the hated Giants, the Dodgers. If you're a Dodger fan, you hate the Giants.
You heard that noise again.
And you know what? And you know what happens? The Giants just won the division.
Yeah,
sorry, Dodger fans. It's,
yeah, I mean, that sound is for the Dodgers.
Sad day in America. Whoa, they have like a 10-game lead. Incredible.
I mean, the Giants have had one heck of a season.
But the Dodgers acquired $270 million in contracts. So you were expecting, hey, you know, we're about to win the World Series. Everybody move out the way. Because the Dodgers are going to roll through. And you know what? They produced like 2.5 runs since they acquired all that contract money. So it's disappointing. What is more disappointing to you? Having the Dodgers choke towards the end or the Angels who were built from before the season with all that money and they're in third place, not even close to a playoff spot?
Angels for sure.
It had to be the Angels. I mean, close to home is going to be, I would say, Dodgers, just because that's selfish.
Of course,
take myself out of the picture. It's the Angels for sure, man. You guys, you were building toward it so well. And the hottest pitch.
We have about 10 games left before the end of the season. What do you, Jay, do you see the Dodgers even making the wild card?
I see them making a wild card push and possibly winning that game, hopefully. But I'm talking as a fan, of course. But
talking as a fan.
You're pushing with the heart.
You know, you can't play with
the heart. Okay, realistically, Kershaw. He's still playing. He's not out yet. But his games and his time he's on the clock.
He is on the clock, and it's a shame because he's pitching so well.
He was the leader of the team.
He's the most reliable guy. But
we had Matt Kemp go out. So who do you turn to? It's like, all right, Kershaw lead us.
Yeah.
I went to see like five games. Every single time I was there, Kershaw was pitching. Great. One mistake, hey, they lost the game because there was no runs coming in.
And that's the same problem they've had for a while now.
Run support is a big issue.
So much run support. There's no...
They need some run support, right? I'm telling you.
The pitchers need some relief, man. They're pitching defensively. The second that they mess up, the game's over because you can't get a run. You can't come back.
The National League is pretty much defined. So Nationals, great team. That National team is scary, man.
Yeah.
I'm scared. And they're shutting down their ace. Strasburg is going out.
Yeah. And, you know, he's been shut down.
And they're still good.
And they're still good. They have a well-rounded team.
Cincinnati cleans the Central.
They've been a well-rounded team. And
two very well-rounded teams.
Yeah. There's a lot of games that you're still looking for.
The American League is a little bit more tough. They're still the Baltimore Orioles are fighting the Yankees. So we'll see what happens. We have 10 games of excitement on that side of the field. So we'll see. But before we go on to the break, MMA. Let's hit that a little bit.
Man.
John Jones.
You wanted excitement. You wanted a reason to watch MMA.
Didn't people... I mean, the thing that I know was that people were saying Belfort's not even going to have a chance. He's about to get rocked.
Man, it's not even that. The UFC cancels their first show ever
in history. Yes.
And they're like, man, that next show better be bomb. You get a 5-rounder. You get the knockout on Charles Oliveira. And you got John Bones Jones nearly losing the fight.
To an arm band.
To an arm bar. Just like his arm's about to break, fully extended.
I was listening to the interviews after that. He was like, that arm bar, you know, I didn't expect it. So when he applied it, he's like, I'm not going to tap out. I'm not going to quit. So I was waiting for my hand to break.
Yeah. And Vitor, you know, when you first started fighting.
The old lion.
Known for his hands. Fastest hands in the game. And then when he first started fighting the UFC, he already had a black belt, but had only been training for like 3 years. So you feel like it was one of those things where they give him a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu just, you know, because we got to.
And
you know.
He's been injury prone.
Exactly.
He's known for pulling out of fights often, which people were thinking. Chael Sonnen was saying, don't be surprised if he pulls out because he's always injured.
Yeah, but it's Chael Sonnen, man. Chael Sonnen will say anything to get under somebody's skin and get a fight.
Hey, man, he almost did, though. I mean, when you say, I'll give you all of my earnings but just let me fight you. Fight me all you want, man.
Yeah,
I'll run for one round and do what you got to do after that.
Hey, man, you give me my win bonus at the end, too, man. We'll just it up.
A loss would have been devastating for John Jones. He has a lot of things. He's one of the most popular athletes in the UFC. He has a Nike contract getting juicier by the second.
You know, the amazing thing about John Jones, the scary thing I should say, this kid is young, super young.
How tall
man.
Is he? 6'4"?
He's like 6'4", too. Just known for wrestling, had fast hands, so unexpected. And now you got him pulling his game together, a Kimura off a black belt in Vitor Belfort. That's an amazing finish. And he did it with one arm, man. That arm bar nearly broke. He was holding his arm by the end of the fight.
He was not going to quit. And you have some guys that are just mentally built that way. You're not going to quit. And the only reason you're going to stop the fight is because you broke my hand. And it almost happened. Everybody was like, whoa, because this is the first time. I've never seen that. I've never seen that guy. He even said it was a sight of pain. That sight of pain he's never felt in his life. And I'm just,
yeah, his arm was straight. I thought it was gone. I thought he was going
to
lose it.
Hyperextended to the fullest. And he didn't even use technique to get out of there. He slammed his way out of there. You know? He was like, it's full on out. I might as well slam it out because there's no way. There's no coming back from here.
You're listening to Let me do that over again. I'm looking at numbers. I'm looking at messages. People say, I'm listening to you right now. Can you talk about soccer? We'll talk about soccer in a little bit. You're listening to SkidRollStudios.com in the sports booth. Jay Harrison, Eldrick Bone, the future of the show here. Your boy, Moises Linares, in my last hurrah. It's been a great run, but I'm sure you guys are going to do a great job from here on out.
Hey, man, we still got a break, man. After the break, you coming back.
I'm not leaving yet. I'm finishing the show, man. The thing about this show, you'll realize it just goes by so fast. You're like, man, that's it? Come on.
Yeah, I'm looking right now,
Come
man.
On, Jeremy. Can you add another hour to the show, please?
Talk to him. See what's up.
All right, man.
See, our producer is saying, we're going to talk to him and see what happens. Because this show is getting heated.
It is, man.
And it's literally hot in here.
It's burning up.
I'm roasting marshmallows on the side over here.
Hey, boys. I'm very disappointed.
In?
Boxing.
What's
Chavez
boxing?
Jr., man. If you hear the show, if you go back, I rooted for this guy. I made my case. I said, this guy's going to pull through for me this time. Great. You know, he got his ass beat for 11 rounds. And then he came back with a 12th round, which is historic. Everybody's going to always talk about that round and forget about the rest of the fight. But, you know, boxing, after the fight, you have to take a drug test. Usually people get caught because they're doing performance enhancement drugs. You know, PEDs. This guy tested positive for weed.
Play the noise.
Are you
serious?
He deserves
the noise.
Here you go.
How are you going to test positive for weed?
Chavez Jr.?
He tested positive for marijuana.
After you got beat up, you tested positive?
You know, my theory is that he was high for 11 rounds, and then the 12th one...
He woke up. It faded away.
I'm not high anymore.
So in the 12th round, I was like, oh, shoot.
I'm fighting right now?
Oh, the fight is going on? I'm losing.
Am I cut? Am I bleeding? Oh.
His pops was saying the whole fight, hey, throw your hands, you know, let it go. You know, you're a powerful guy. Really? As soon as he started doing that, this guy, three hits, bam, 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 to the floor. You're like, man, if you would have done that for at least three rounds, imagine.
You're like, you give it for two, man. You dropped them twice in one round. You know, one more.
Just throw some punches.
But you're testing positive for this. I mean,
it's big.
You know, the thing is that, okay, you smoke weed. Great. It's not only a suspension. It's a one-year suspension. What does that do to you in your boxing career? You're not going to last forever. You're taking beatings for a living. So it's like, okay, besides, okay, fine. You get suspended for a year. Fine. Take it like a man because you messed up. You're going to lose your earnings, $3 million. Can you imagine losing $3 million because you smoked marijuana?
I hope it was worth it, man. I hope it was great weed. I hope it was the greatest weed you've ever smoked, man.
I hope Dr. Dre gave him that.
$3 million, man. $3 million.
$3 million, man. Some guys don't see that money and they box for their for 20 years and they never even get close to that because they're making $20,000 pockets. $50,000, $100,000 maybe. This guy's making... He's a piggy bank, and I've said that before. He makes money because he has a lot of followers. I think he's talented. He's just simply not smart enough. And when you're the son of a legend like he is, you got to use your brain.
Think, how much does he really care about boxing, man? If he didn't smoke weed, you know he got to take a test.
I don't think he cares about it that much. I think he was just born into it, so it's just something he can just do.
Let me make some side pocket money here. I mean, it's working fine. I know his brother's boxer, too. He's not as good as he is, but if you're making $3 million fights, and you're like, let me smoke some weed. Maybe you were celebrating. I really don't have a...
For what?
I was thinking of all the possibilities of why he could do such a stupid thing like that.
You nervous for a fight, man? Go to the gym. Work it out. Nervous for a fight.
The funny thing was that I did hear that some MMA fighters have been known to smoke weed in order to observe punishment better. I don't know how true that is.
I don't. I promise you it hurts. Regardless. And it's when you wake up the next day,
way.
It'll hurt some more. Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz is one of those MMA fighters that you know. He's gotten caught twice. He beat Taka Norigomi in a suspenseful finish, I should say. And the win doesn't count. No contest. You were high, man. This doesn't count. All right, whatever. Goes to another fight. His fight is going to get him to the title. High again. That didn't count, man. You lost anyways. You're suspended.
That's what you call ignorant.
Yeah, man. And that guy, you could tell, he flicks off the crowd as he walks off the stage, man. Causes a ruckus, push the camera. That guy doesn't care.
I think a third time offense he should be gone.
Yeah, he should be suspended. He should be, you know, banned from fighting in the United States.
I agree.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But sometimes you need to make examples out of somebody.
Yeah. And it sucks. I like that guy. I like Nick Diaz. His fighting style is awesome.
He's a great fighter.
Slow but crisp, accurate punches. Yeah. Why are you hurt by this right now, man?
and talking UFC, we're talking about a future gigantic monster fight, a possible fight between St. Pierre and Silva.
GSP Silva.
That's a fight that's just, it's tough to call and it's not fair.
But that's what you want to see, though.
It is what you want to see. But that's
the thing. You're talking about two legends.
That's like the Mayweather Pacquiao of.
Yeah, exactly.
I take it back. Right now, I would say Jones.
He just nailed it right there.
John Jones, Anderson Silva would be the Pacquiao Mayweather.
You think so? I think St. Pierre Silva. I would rather see St. Pierre Silva. What would you rather see?
I'd rather see St. Pierre Silva, GSP versus Silva.
These guys, I mean, I'm talking about two legends. I just think John Jones is a little bit too big.
He's a little bit too young and too big.
I mean, big, I'll say this, in terms of size, GSP is a midget compared to Anderson Silva, man. He does not have the reach to control anything.
You're right.
Either you take him down or this fight is done.
Well, since we're on the Pacquiao and the fucking boxing and MMA here at the same time, hey, Pacquiao Marquez Four? Oh my gosh, I'm bored.
We're still on this.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Can we get some new fights?
Here's my theory, and I'm going to say it now, and then Paulie and I have to say it that much more often, okay? The reason Mayweather, Pacquiao have not fought yet, and you have all these other side fights, Bradley fighting Pacquiao, okay. Marquez Four, after they fight, let's say even three times, who's the next big fight?
Boxing's dead.
They fight each other three times?
Three times.
I think that would be like a span of a year and a half.
That'd be a span. I'll give fight. you
before.
These guys are fighting like
how many years you want, but after that, who's coming up in boxing?
You got
boxing.
Canelo Alvarez.
You know
I'll give you Canelo Alvarez. Who's he gonna fight?
My name? I want to see Canelo Martinez.
And then
make it happen. If it's a good fight, I want to see it again.
There's not enough. There's not
going to be a pay-per-view fight, you mean? That's,
Canelo Martinez?
Maybe.
It's going
to
be
I would pay to see that.
They're both punchers.
Maybe.
And if it's a close fight, you want to see it again. But, I mean, Martinez, Chavez Jr., they're talking about a rematch in Cowboy Stadium, 70,000 fans. Let's be realistic. We're talking about money. There's going to be a lot of money in there, but what we saw, doesn't equivalate.
They're playing footsies for 12 rounds, man. Go to YouTube. Look at that video, man.
Jab. I'm going to keep you, and I'm going to take you to school. Here you go. Boom. Jab. Get away from me. Jab. Boom. Get away from me. This guy, come on. But I'm disappointed with Pacquiao, though. I don't want to see Pacquiao Marquez. Come on. I'm tired of that. Seriously, it was a close fight, but move on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see Pacquiao fight my grandpa.
And then this is what gets me angry. It boils my blood sometimes. Pacquiao is going to fight Marquez, and then the same week he comes out and talks about, I don't know why the Mayweather fight hasn't happened. I'm willing to only take 45%. He could take 55, but I'm like, don't you have a fight with this guy? Isn't it kind of disrespectful? Really? Are we already talking about that?
Yeah, concentrate on your one
fight. You have to... I mean, why don't you fight Timothy Bradley and beat the crap out of him again and get that win back? But he's like, all right, let me just... Or whatever, you beat me. It's great.
You gotta prolong this. You gotta stretch this thing out as long as you can.
All right, guys, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. You're listening to In the Sports Booth, SkidRowStudios.com. We'll be right back. Jay Harrison, Eldrick Bone, Moises Linares here talking sports. Guys, let's move on a little bit. Talk a little bit about soccer since people are requesting it. If you want to call us, if you want to ask us something, if you want to put your 2 cents in, 1-800-893-9562. That's 1-800-893-9562. Eldrick, you're looking at the design. You're like, man, those are some big numbers up there.
For good reason. Hey, you're saying them so well, man. How could you miss
it? You're like, how do you remember that? I'm like, yeah, they... Jeremy did a good job. Jeremy's the owner of this place. You know, he's the owner of Skid Row Studios, the man who makes this happen. So you'll see a lot of him. Premier League. What do you guys think about today? We had a great match today. If you follow soccer, Man United, Liverpool.
Yeah. Great match.
When we talk England, you talk. There's some hatred in there.
This is the match to watch. There's a Man City derby. There's a London derby. But you got Liverpool.
There's a lot of derbies in England. That's the thing about England. Liverpool, you have a derby, man. Every week.
You got a derby.
Two biggest clubs in England.
Yeah, there is some hatred.
Man U, though. Come on. We got to give it to Man U when it comes to the Premier League. One of the best teams in the past 10 years. These guys do not know how to lose. Losing is not in their system. When they lose, when they don't win a trophy, it's failure to them. They have to be in the top four teams in the country. I know I have some friends that are big Arsenal fans.
Woo! I was one
Gunner.
Great match today. You were watching the Man City Arsenal match. It was back and forth. The Man City was leading the whole time, and you got that late thriller of a win.
And you know what? And we're talking about two. I mean, that's one of those teams where when you stop for a second and you look at that, you're like, okay, Arsenal, they're a factory of production. They produce great players, young talent. Man United is the opposite. They're money machine. They're buying everything out there. They're the team that says, how much do you want for that? I'm going to buy it.
They're smart. You got to give it up to Sir Alex Ferguson, man. He sees talent, and they have the funds to get it. They got the funds.
Look, he's a great, besides being a great coach, he's a great recruit.
He is a great recruit. I mean,
he found Chicharito.
Chicharito. You
know. El Chicharito.
Hey, he also developed, you know, Danny Welbeck. You got Pogba not playing in France. But either way, it's still good production from him, you know? And it's, again, also got to give it up to another coach, another manager, I should say, Arsene Wenger, the Arsenal coach. He's a great developer. Great.
He
coach.
Is. The only thing I'm going to tell you is that I'll be proud to be a Gunner if that was my team, but I can't be proud of being a loser every season.
No.
You have quality teams, but you can't win. And every year is rebuilding. This is a great start to the season. Now you got to move to the next step. Now you got to produce championships, because you can't say and you can't keep that mentality of, we're going to win in the future. We're going to win in the future. And that's what, you know what's happening? Everybody's leaving. As hard as people don't want to accept the fact that your best players are going to the teams that are winning championships. Robin Van Persie just left the Man United. You know how much that stings?
It does, man. And he was a top
goal scorer.
And right here, you know, this is a great thing. This is for the first time here. I have old soccer guys. You, Jay, you grew up playing soccer.
Yep.
Eldrick, you're a soccer guy too. So, hey, man, this is...
We go deep into soccer right
this
now.
This is quality conversation here.
I'm trying not to step on anybody's toes right now about all the soccer stuff.
Your club team in the world, who do you follow?
My club, man, I answered this with Jay earlier. You have to break it up into regions for me, man. If you go international, I'll tell
Europe.
You. In Europe.
Club team.
Keep going, man. You got to keep going. All of Europe, I'll go.
Champions League team.
And Champions League, all right. Or all of Europe, Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich. Hey, man.
Number one.
You know what? Let me shake
over
your
Barcelona?
Hand.
Or yeah, over Barcelona.
Okay. I'm gonna shake Ross. His hand. Yeah. Bayern, you know they do things right in that league.
Yeah, they do.
They don't spend a lot of money recently until they, you know, spend 41 million
does.
Euros
on
Javi Martinez.
Money. Yeah,
so Bayern. Wow, that's I'll shake your hand on that one, Jay. What do you like?
Oh, my favorite team is AC Milan.
AC Milan, come on, historic team. That's history, championships. Winning mentality. Not the best start this season.
No,
but
we'll be okay though.
Always bounce back.
We lost some key pieces, but we'll be back.
Yeah. My favorite thing about AC Milan, I always say, is exciting matches, man. Even when they draw, exciting, because they just produce
great
chances,
soccer,
man.
Great football.
You got some
if you want to
showy
put it that
players,
way.
Alexander Pato. You got Robinho, man. That's showy talent. Showy talent.
A lot of great players. Wait, they had a Pirlo, no longer there. But come on. Who wouldn't want to? Who wouldn't want to cheer for that guy?
Ibrahimovic,
they have
studs.
But you know they're on that selling syndrome as well. You know, recently, just like, all right, guys, Thiago, you're out. Ibra, you're out as well. My team is I'm a FC Barcelona fan.
FC
so
Barca.
Everything, but I'm very objective. I'm very objective when it comes to those things, and I like to keep it neutral. My Real Madrid fans are always coming at me.
Wow.
And saying, hey, your team is spending this much money and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, come on, man.
That's
like,
cool, man. Who spends the most money in football? In
Real Madrid.
Right now, who's in the deep? Who owes the most money right now? It's Man United.
Yeah, right now, man.
I think Man City does.
Check out the next transfer window.
They're in the top, but who owes the most money? You got to talk about these teams that are buying. That's why Man United just, you know, now they're going to have a Chevy sign in front because they sold their shirt for 600 and I don't know how many million euros, dollars. You're thinking, wow. And yeah, obviously the top teams, this is how I see it, and I'll put it to you very simple. You have your club teams, right, in football who are always going to be great because traditionally, historically, they're great. That's the AC Milan. That's the Inter Milan. That's the Man United. That's the Arsenal teams who always find talent. Barcelona, Real Madrid. Now you have your other teams who are funded by oil. Man City. Then you have the Chelsea money. Now in Spain you have Malaga money. These teams at one point, these owners are going to leave and they're going to go back to being a broke team. And that's how it is, man. And people don't like accepting that.
Somebody will always buy the teams that
but it's not going to be the same team. Malaga's never going to have the same history as a Real Madrid or Barcelona team. No matter what they do, even if they won in a five championship run right now, they're never going to have that, unfortunately, because tradition says differently.
You can't argue with that. There's the ones that are brands. The ones that are brands will never change.
Yes, that's true.
Right. So Man U will never change. Chelsea will never change. And now that they're brands, you know, earlier when soccer was developing, they were industrial
and now
towns.
We see we're having this tsunami of soccer in the United States. And even though people don't like to accept it, and a few weeks ago it was me against the world when I said, Max Kellerman, I'm a big fan. I admire his work. I look up to the guy as a professional. But when you say nobody cares about soccer, I'm saying go around the city of LA and drive around all the parks and tell me nobody cares. Yes, it doesn't get the same publicity as other sports because the United States is not, they don't run, they don't rule soccer in the world, so they don't care as much. We care about the stuff we rule.
About basketball and football.
Yes, because we're the best country when it comes to that sport. And obviously that has a lot to do with that.
There's a lot of history in that too, man. You got to think about it.
It goes deep. It goes deep. We'll spend days on that, man. I'll tell you that much.
I wrote a paper on this, man. Don't make me whip that out right now. It's on here somewhere.
Take out your term paper, man.
I'll take it out, man. Starts with my name is written by Eldrick Bone, and then we'll take it from there, man.
And then there's a sign on the bottom that says, "Stop plagiarizing."
Stop plagiarizing.
My material, Jay Harrison.
Jay Harrison.
Hey, man. Let's move on because you know what? We got to talk about this because it's only a few days away. You know what I'm talking about?
A few days away?
A few days away, man. The NBA.
Ooh, NBA.
NBA, no lockout this season. Thank great.
We're playing 82 games this season.
We're playing, I think that for me, in my personal opinion, that has a lot to do with the outcome of last season. Yet this season, fresh start, everybody's going to have camp. No excuses. You get to know your teammates. We know that the top teams right now on paper are the ones that everybody's talking about. Miami with Wade, with James. And then we have the Lakers. And Kobe, Powell, Dwight Howard.
There's only one team.
Steve Nash.
Have you guys heard all the nicknames?
Jameson.
You guys heard all the nicknames yet? You got Kobe Beef and Nash Potatoes.
That's no. Who came up with that? I haven't seen that one.
Steve Nashty.
Steve Nashty, hey.
Welcome to Nashville.
He better be
Steve Nashty because the Lakers need that in order to make a run.
You know, the practice testimonies, Jameson, for instance. He was talking about how he just put his hand out and the ball just showed up. That's how it was playing with Nash. He was like, I've never had the feeling before where I didn't really have to focus on getting the ball, it coming directly to me. I just put my hand out, there it is.
That's what he does, man. That's why he's one of the... You know, you have your players right now who you know who's going to be a legend. You know who's going to be there at the Hall of Fame when it comes to an end. And you know that right now we have Steve Nash and Kobe and Dwight Howard playing in the same team. Now, let's go back and retrospect and talk about a similar team that was that great on paper when we had Malone, Payton, Kobe, Shaq. Do we see a comparison? Are we at a completely different levels of talent and skills? Because that team was, obviously, we know that Payton was on the way out. Malone was on the way out, but he was still scoring his points. He never quite, you know, was able to sit in and fit in into the system that Phil Jackson had. So what do you guys see? What's the difference between that superstar team and this superstar team?
You gotta understand, you gotta put some realistic expectations on this. If you're expecting the Lakers to buy a team and then go straight to the ship and win it all this year without getting some chemistry going, without any of that, it's a long shot, man. There's only one team to beat right now, and that's the Heat. That's the team to beat. And your expectations, even as a high-end Laker fan, you need to know that.
So you think Miami, you're forgetting about Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City? Miami's a team to beat, man.
What about the Clippers? Because there's going to be a war in L.A., and I'll tell you that much. The Clippers are not going to roll over and say, all right, Lakers, just take us, and we're going to give up the four games. You know, just go ahead. We'll follow. We'll take second place. No.
They never have.
After last season. No. There's never been a competition until last season.
Yeah. And no, I didn't even say the last two seasons.
CP3.
You know. And
Blake,
there is that all-star thing. They have so many guards for the Clippers. It's ridiculous, man. They don't have the best point guard in the world to set that up when Paul's not on the court, you know. But they have guards up the wazoo. That's exciting right there. And you got Blake Griffin, which hopefully comes back.
Let's bring our caller in. If I'm not mistaken, this is the famous Ruben Arias. You're in the sports booth.
Yo, Ruben.
Yes.
There you are. Welcome to the sports booth. What can we do you for, sir?
What are you guys talking about right now?
Ruben, what's going on, man? We're talking NBA. Ruben's a big NBA guy. He follows it. He's always up to date. Ruben's our outside expert when it comes to NBA, NFL. Always up to date. Always with the latest. We're talking Lakers, Miami Heat, Thunder. Who's going to win it? Because the season is so close. No lockout this season. It's great for basketball fans out there.
I gotta go with the Lakers. They're the favorite. It's acquiring Dwight Howard. They're the favorite since Steve Nash. They're up there right now.
What about Miami?
They're still the defending champions. They're going to be right there as well. You know, they got most of their core returning, and LeBron's probably still hungry for another title, and so is Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. They're still in the mix there.
So since we're talking about Miami, okay, we know that the Lakers are going to be competing for that championship. That's without a doubt, because that's what they do every season. The Lakers are winning mentality. No matter who's playing, your goal is always to win a title. Okay, let's talk about LeBron James. He needs another one, right? He won. He got the monkey off his back. Great. Congratulations, LeBron James. But if you're going to be compared to Michael Jordan, I want to see 3 to 4, 5, 6 rings before you even enter that conversation. Do you agree, disagree, Jay? What do you think about that?
I agree. Who doesn't agree with that?
I respect some of the analysts out there saying that he doesn't need it because his numbers are so great. I don't care about your numbers. No. I want to see rings. You want to talk about Kobe? You want to talk to Kobe? You want to sit next to Kobe? I want to see how many rings you got, son. Because if you don't got 5 rings, you need to go on the other side of the bus to the back.
It's that competition, man. Who's going to get to 6? You know, and Kobe's running. He's running out of time, man. That little time thing with the sand, can't think of the name of it. It's turning over, man. It's turning over, and the sand's trickling down. It's trickling down fast, man.
Chicago Bulls, Derrick Rose, what do you see there?
Derrick Rose, that's also a contender, man. You're always going to see the Bulls as
And right now, they're flying very low. Nobody's talking about them. But, you know, Derrick Rose is going to come back with a chip on his shoulder, ready to go, ready to take names. And, the guy's great.
Man, I hope that chip comes with good health, man. He's getting injured all the time.
I hope he has good insurance.
Cracked ankles.
Anything new, anything. You have anything for us, Ruben? Anything we probably don't know about in the NBA? Anything you might have seen or heard?
Yeah, I'm just saying, what I've been picking up on is just the luxury tax. The Lakers are going to be caught in that storm next year. They could be paying probably $200 million payroll and maybe $73 million in payroll in luxury tax, because it's going to go higher. It's going to be $1 to $1.50 each time they overcross that threshold. So that's something to look at. But it shouldn't stop them, because they've got a 25-year, $5 billion deal with Time Warner Cable. So they're going to have their own basketball channel now. It's going to be effective October 1st with Time Warner subscribers. So if you have Time Warner and you're a Lakers fan, you're going to love that part. And money is no problem with Dr. Buss. And if he feels it's the right thing to keep spending, he's going to do it and tell Mitch Kupchak, let's make it happen. That's going to be something good for Lakers fans out here in L.A.
Talking about Los Angeles, great. If you have Time Warner, you're covered. High five to you. Congratulations. So what about the people who don't have Time Warner? I keep seeing hashtags on Twitter saying, oh, one home. What? Okay, one home. Yeah, I would like to have Time Warner, but if I have DirecTV or another cable provider, what am I going to do? Am I not going to see the Lakers? Am I going to have to see the games online? What's going to happen then? Is that wrong? Should this issue have been addressed way before, not until now? Because the season is 1 week away. What are you going to do? Make a petition of 1 million people saying we want the Lakers now?
It's a tough decision there. Maybe NBA League Pass, if people can afford that. It's a little bit dicey there. It's real tough. There could be some controversy there. People could be doing some calling in or writing into the newspapers and LA Times, and maybe they may not be happy with that. Because they should be on KCAL. They have away games are covered on KCAL. All the home games are covered on Fox Sports West. And it's gonna be interesting to see what happens there.
Talking Clippers boys, Griffin, is this the season? Is he gonna come out and just take over CP3? If these two guys are at their prime, is there gonna be some trouble?
Trouble's definitely to be had between them, man. That's like a combo to watch.
Add Jordan to it.
You get a Jordan, man. All the guards in the world on the Clippers team, man. You look at that. It's danger for sure. But the thing that you have to look for really is, you know, chemistry, game plan, defense, and that working out as well as it does. Blake Griffin, and you got injury prone players on the Clippers.
I want to, Jay, what do you got to say? Jay, because people might not know this, but Jay is a basketball guy, and this guy, leading player. Did I get it wrong? Lead assists and points?
Yeah, I did my thing in high school. I led my high school in points and assists and rebounds.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Waverly. It's a private high school in Pasadena.
Taking over like that. Come on, man. You better bow down. You're in the presence of a guy who knows basketball over here. If you want this guy, what do you think about the season, Jay? Where do you see it heading? Like, are we really just focusing on Miami and the Lakers? Is that a bad thing? Or are we not looking at the other teams who might compete as well? Because all we hear is Miami Lakers. We've heard this before. It didn't happen.
Well, hopefully everyone, I want to see that matchup, obviously, because I'm a Laker fan. And I think Miami's the best team, and I want to take a shot at the best team. But honestly, the West is stacked up. The Clippers, the Spurs, they're the most underrated team in the league. Every year they fly under the radar and manage to get almost 60 wins. The Spurs, you got Memphis is going to be a great team in the West. OKC, of course.
That's on Brooklyn, boys. They're stacking up over there.
Oh, yeah.
Very underrated.
I'm excited for that, too. Joe Johnson just made his move over there. It's going to be some interesting headlines in the East Coast with New York and New Jersey. I'm excited for that.
In the East, how's Boston doing? I haven't heard. All I know is players are leaving that team. Ray Allen's with Miami. He's going after that other ring. There's no team loyalty. Whatever happened to team loyalty nowadays? It's all about how much money are you going to pay me, and do we have the possibility of winning another title? Ruben, thoughts on that?
You know, in Boston, you never count them out. You still got Paul Pierce there. You still got Kevin Garnett. They're a little bit older now, but they bring that defense. They look around, and, you know, they're under the radar. They always are. They're a dark horse. They can be. Rondo's still a good point guard, and, you know, you can't count them out. And another dark horse is the Thunder. You know, they were there at the NBA Finals last year. They're just missing some pieces still, but Kevin Durant, top scorer in the league. They're always going to have a chance. And Russell Westbrook right there, the duo right there, tandem, they're right there as well.
It should be an interesting season. I'm going to tell you. Well, we have to wait and see, but we do have a few teams that we're looking at very closely, a few teams who are going to make some noise. We have our contenders like always, and hopefully they stay there all the way through. But we do have some time left, a few minutes, and I want to go back to the NFL because there's so many games going on. I'm talking about New Orleans disappointment. 0-3. What is going on with that team, Ruben?
You know, they're in disarray. You can really tell they're missing Sean Payton, their head coach. But the chemistry isn't there. And Brees just throwing too many interceptions the last week. And that defense is just horrible. I mean, was Greg Williams really the mastermind behind it?
What about my Cowboys, man?
Charles, he tore him up today for 233 yards and a touchdown. He just blasted through them.
What about my Cowboys? 2-1.
You know what? You know, the offensive line is a little bit, they're not gelling yet. It's a little bit weak. Romo took some hard hits today against Tampa Bay.
I saw on
the replay.
I'm seeing here that Church is most likely out for the season with an Achilles injury. That's terrible. I mean, you don't want anybody to get injured, especially a season-ending injury in the third week. That's devastating for the Cowboy fans.
It is. That defense is top 10 in the league. It's just they released Rodney Poole, and now I'm like, do you bring him back? Who do you step in there? It's going to be difficult, but that defense played well today. I mean, Tampa Bay didn't have anything to really show. Josh Freeman didn't really. He got hit a lot by DeMarcus Ware, one of the best pass rushers in the league. He would come off that corner and causing fumbles, and that. And the pass defense is probably number 4 in the league, number 3 right now in the league, and it's superb.
Upset of the week. Great. Boys, we mentioned this. You have an upset. Is the Oakland Raiders defeating the Steelers an upset?
Yes.
Absolutely.
When is it not?
Whenever the Raiders win, it's an upset.
Yeah, man, that's a definite upset. You're expecting big.
But they were playing at home, though. They were playing in Oakland. Awesome, is it still an upset?
Not really. I mean, of course, you got the crowd supporting you and that energy. And
got the black hole. Yeah, I'm sure it's great in there. I'm sure the atmosphere is great, but that's the Steelers.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's also matchup too. As much as the Raiders have been developing a lot recently, their defense, especially in the backfield with their safeties, is phenomenal. You know?
They have a great young defense.
there's been a lot of surprises. We had three overtimes or more, I believe. And then we had Washington falling at home to Cincinnati. I mean, for me, that's one of the upsets of the week. So I'm expecting RG3 to do big things, and up to this point, hasn't been up to par with the expectations.
You want him to win games for sure. He's got okay numbers. He's got good numbers, and he's got a lot of potential, but you want the win for sure on this side.
Any thoughts on the upset of the week? Go ahead, Jay.
You guys think it's more important for RG3 to get out to wins or numbers? Obviously wins.
Both. Combination, obviously, but you do want wins because right now you're expecting wins from him immediately.
Right.
Over a long period of time, we know he's going to evolve, he's going to change, he's going to get better. But it's been the opposite, and we talked about this earlier. Andrew Luck is the one winning games. RG3 is the one losing, and it was supposed to be the other way around.
At least that's what you would think after the first week, is that, yeah, RG3.
He puts points.
Yeah.
And his numbers have been good.
He doesn't have bad numbers. They're not bad.
So something is not working out right there. But when we talk surprise, we talk upset. The Cardinals are 3-0. Did you imagine that before the season started?
No.
Did you imagine Cardinals 3-0 next to each other?
They had questions at quarterback coming into the season. No one thinks you're going to be 3-0.
Talking about Cardinals, whatever happened to Matt Leinart? Where is he at now?
Oakland. He's back up in Oakland.
Also, all the USC guys go to Oakland.
Two Heisman Trophy winners.
That's a...
You can't, Arizona, I mean, they're 3-0 for the first time since 1974, and, you know, maybe Cobb just needed to get a flow going, and Larry Fitzgerald just, you know, tearing up that Eagles defense, and that defense for Eagles, I mean, for the Cardinals, I gotta buy into that. You got Darnell Dockett there, and they, you know, they're disruptive. They
Patrick
stopped
Peters.
Tom Brady last week. You gotta give them a lot of credit right there. Just, they were building momentum last season. They just kind of carried it over. You know, they're on a roll right now.
They have a great young player in Patrick Peterson. Great.
Just so we're clear. Exactly. And with this, because I didn't even think about this. The Colts lost today. Do you guys know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I thought we said they were 2-1. You guys gave me that sound.
We were talking about during the game, they were winning. But I'm looking at another point that I wanted to bring was Maurice Jones-Drew.
MJD.
The guy who's holding out.
He's back.
Putting big numbers.
He's back.
How good is he?
He's really good.
He's the best.
He's strong.
A few weeks back, I asked Ruben, you know, is he going to be able to fit in after holding out for about 30 days? How is he going to come back and simply say, hey, now I'm ready to go, which he did?
You would expect
him.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was ready to go. He was...
Without a playbook.
You can run sweep left, sweep right, you can ISO plays, toss sweeps, and he just busts through holes. And the Colts defense, their run defense has always been suspect the last 8-9 years. It's always been suspect. And, you know, he's just a powerful runner. He knows where to find the holes, and he can do the job.
MJD, 177, there we go.
Now.
I'm looking at the numbers right now. Maurice Jones-Drew on 177 yards rushing.
Who would you take, MJD or Arian Foster?
MJD.
Absolutely.
Without a question. And we have another caller right before the end of the show. Put him through.
This is Big Ten calling to say congratulations to Blazers, our man, going off to Washington, D.C., and all of the gang on the Skid Row studio show. Want to wish you all great success and continued good thing.
Thank you. Thanks. That's my great friend, Hardy Keith Edwards. My high school teacher, actually. We stay good friends. You know, he's listener all the time. So now, there you go, boys. You guys have a bright future ahead on this show. We're about to end, but I want to wish you the most success possible from here on. So what happens from here, it's up to you guys. I'm going to be listening in. I'm going to be calling the show. So make sure.
Better.
I'm going to be... Oh, you do have an app. You know that, right? So you can spread the word. You don't have to be on a computer. There's an app for that, too. Skid Row Studios app. So you can simply put your headphones on, put a play, and you're going to listen to whatever is going on live. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to listening to you guys. Jay, Eldrick, have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, Moises.
Thanks,
Moises. For everybody listening.
It's been great.
It's been awesome. We'll be right back.